A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, in our Christmas special, we'll be discussing Jingle All the Way.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for
Turbo Time. Why does Arnie talk like that?
I mean, he's from Austria.
I love his commitment to not, you know, doing an American accent in a single film. It's his charm.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
Arnie.
Oh.
Honestly.
Arnie 96. Please, turn those around.
I'll give you Turbo Time.
Ow. I don't know what that is, but I feel like it's going to hurt.
But yes, today we are discussing Jingle All the Way. And it's a 1996 film, so we'll give it some grace.
Yeah, objectively, not a great film. Mm. But there's something about it that I felt was really heartwarming and relatable. I kind of loved that the main theme of this film was the commercialization of Christmas and like the panic and not spending time with family and just going out and trying to buy something. It was refreshing.
Yeah, it was so slapstick.
Yes.
There was a bit too much like screaming and like pushing each other over.
For a Christmas film, a significant amount of violence.
Yes.
This film plot was based on the Cabbage Patch Kids craze in the 80s. Like parents were going crazy trying to find these freaky dolls.
I would never understand that.
And they had like a tattoo on their butt that said like Cabbage Patch. It was scary.
They're demons. Yeah. That's what they are.
But it was actually really great timing because this film came out the same year that Tickle Me Elmo was released. And that was a whole other phenomenon.
I love Elmo.
I love parents buying me.
Remember we watched that video of like Tickle Me Elmo on fire?
That was like a YouTube OG video.
Yes.
I'm sure that's probably on a billion views. And whoever made that is also going somewhere right now.
Yeah, he can buy many Tickle Me Elmos with the amount of money he's earned.
Yes, definitely.
So I thought it would be really interesting to look at the best-selling Christmas toys from the years that we were born, just as a comparison. So most popular Christmas toy of 1992, it was the Thunderbirds Tracy Island set.
Thunderbirds? It was not my thing.
Yeah, they would not go.
No. The toy I really wanted was Texter, the robot dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you got it.
I know. I was so lucky.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. It was just the cutest thing ever.
What could it do?
Bark, sit, and walk.
Okay.
Along. Right. And I just used to think he was real. It was like my pet.
Time for your bath, Texter. Meanwhile, your parents are in the living room and the lights flickering like, something's wrong with the electricity. Oh, well. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you, meanwhile, in the bathroom.
Imagine if that is how I die. What?
Washing Texter.
Okay, that didn't ever happen. Yeah. But,
So in 1993, the year of my birth, the most popular Christmas toy was the Barbie Dream Motorhome.
Oh.
My big Christmas memory was maybe getting the Spice Girl dolls, all five of them.
So another fact actually that I love about this film is that Chris Columbus, who was one of the producers on this film, yes. We love Chris, he wanted Joe Pesci to play Myron.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently he was too short.
Oh, no.
Because he's 5'3".
And Arnie's like 8'12".
I will crush you.
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't feel the same amount of threat. Joe Pesci in that costume at the end with the big brain. The brain would be taller than him. Before we actually get into reviewing this film, why is it called Jingle All the Way?
I'm not actually sure if there was any point in the movie where they say Jingle All the Way.
No, but it doesn't even, it's not even like a double meaning. And the artwork on Disney Plus, it has Arnie dressed up as Santa. He never wears a Santa suit in the movie.
True.
So weird.
Oh, they pull you in with their advertising and then you sit in the cinema and then they're like, ha ha, we got you now.
I have to watch Booster for an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
Ugh, nobody likes Booster.
I just can't believe this film cost me $3.49 on Amazon Prime.
It's on Disney Plus.
I realised after. And I have Disney Plus.
No. Oh, gutted.
I know.
So who's laughing now?
Okay, first up, let's get through the worst supporting characters, of which there are many. I'd like to start with Ted, who is the kind of like skeezy neighbor.
Recently divorced.
Yeah.
Is like obsessed with Liz.
Yes. Having Christmas cookies with all the other women down the street as well.
Honestly.
And no offense, Ted, but like, what do they see in him?
Money.
Ah, yes.
Money and a guy who can do your chores, yeah, is what they see in Ted. He's super smug and just also disrespectful.
Yeah. Although, if I could get someone to put up my Christmas lights.
Fine.
It's always the worst part of putting up a Christmas tree. And he's like up there on the roof doing the whole house. So yeah. Points for that.
He's great at putting up Christmas lights. But that's it.
Or what about points that it's Phil Hartman playing Ted?
Okay, fine. That's fine. Because we all love Lionel Hutz in The Simpsons.
And Troy McClure.
Troy McClure. Yeah.
Hi. Oh, that was good.
That was...
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. No, I lost it. Who else for worst supporting character?
Do you know what? I really dislike the little girl who puts that yellow ball in her mouth. She was just so annoying. Like, just looks at him in the ball pit and just goes, whoop,
yeah,
pops it in her mouth.
So unhygienic as well.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm not the only one who thought this, but I thought it was a boy. 1996, not a great year for haircuts.
No. Oh, the shop assistant too. So this is when Howard runs to the first toy shop he goes to.
Yeah.
And obviously all of the Turbo Man is gone. And this shop assistant's like, oh, you want Turbo Man? And he just keeps laughing in his face. And it's like, could you not?
Yeah.
This is awful salesmanship. What?
Yeah. Like, help me, don't laugh in my face. That's such bad customer service.
Exactly.
Awful.
And then he brings his mate in and they laugh too.
Yeah.
Well, we're laughing at your ugly faces.
Yeah, and also yellow teeth.
Yeah.
Although maybe it was just the colouring of the screen, I don't know. But you know who I do feel bad for, speaking of the shop assistant?
Mm.
It's the guy who opens up the shop at bang on 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And he gets literally trampled by the entire crowd of crazed, yeah, parents trying to run into the shop. And after they leave, he gets up from the floor. He has a boot print on his face. Like, that literally means someone has put their entire weight on his skull. I feel so bad for the guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then he got the nickname Stampy, which he didn't want and didn't ask for. Damn it.
Why?
Why are you called Stampy? You're not going to believe this. So we've established that there's loads of worst sporting characters. Actually, Myron can be in there as well.
Yes.
Not very friendly.
No, he's not. He's honestly, if we're going to get into it, I don't think he even has a son. We never see him. So like, why are you trying to get this doll, weirdo?
Yeah, I bet he's not even a mailman.
Like one of those strippers that dresses up as like an everyday person and then surprises you. He's like, I've got a package for you to sign.
Let me put my stamp on you.
He's like, worse and worse. That's Stampy.
Yeah.
Right, who are we enjoying?
Okay, Howard's assistant. Is her tooth okay?
What was wrong with her tooth?
If you are just listening to this and haven't watched the film yet and you go back and watch it, just look at her tooth. There is... It's like...
Like snaggle? Snaggle tooth? It's giving snagglepuss.
It's not Snaggle, but it's like dark.
Oh, Dead Tooth.
Oh, she's got a dead tooth.
Maybe it's Dead Tooth.
But moving on from Howard's assistant, I like the Mr. President in the first scene when we get introduced to Turbo Man. He's like tied to the chair. I don't think he has any lines. He just sits there and is just so innocent. He just looks like a little deer stuck in headlights.
The fact that this guy with no lines is on screen for maybe 4 seconds is a contender for best wooden character just goes to show there are no good characters in this film. They're only terrible people.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence about Jamie. I think there's moments where he's cute, but then also moments where he's like such a brat.
Mm.
Like he's saying, oh, you didn't come to my awful karate presentation. It's like, oh, sorry, he was busy working and giving you this gorgeous mansion and all the toys you want, except Turbo Man.
Hold on a second.
And then, like, Howard nearly dies so many times throughout this film trying to get this toy for Jamie. And he finally gets it. And what does Jamie do? Give it away to Myron.
Unbelievable.
So bad.
Yeah.
I honestly just wish that Jamie plummeted from that roof.
What?
What are we awarding best supporting character?
We have established that there are no really good characters in this film, to be honest. But there was one who I thought was a little bit iconic, which was the weatherman in the Christmas parade at the end of the film.
Yes.
And his name is Gale Force. I'm Gale Force.
He really commanded that mic. And he's like, let's watch and listen. Which I think we can all relate to.
Yeah.
That should be the tagline of Hey No Hey No.
Watch and listen.
But don't watch because we're not doing a video podcast yet.
We don't have the time.
Yes. Or the money.
I like that the news reporters always sound like this. Isn't it so peppy? We give you the weather and the news. And that's what it's like in America, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Talk normal, weirdo. But also, do I need a brolly later? You know?
Okay, so now we're going on to most iconic outfit. And firstly, I think maybe we should talk about the purple karate belt that Arnie wears on his head.
Yeah, weirdly, something about that was just quite attractive.
I think just Arnie in anything is attractive. He has that around his head in the scene where obviously he comes back home. He's missed Jamie's
presentation.
Yeah. He's been stopped by the police on the way home. Actually, we didn't mention him in Best Supporting Character, but the policeman who just keeps getting abused by Arnie is
yes!
so funny.
Officer Hummel, poor guy.
I know, coffee spilt on him. But yeah, he realizes he's missed the recital, comes home. Jamie's obviously like turns around and looks at him like, ugh, and moves back.
Yeah.
And then he tries to get his attention, obviously, when he goes to sleep by like being all jolly and isn't this so nice? And let me put on this belt around my head and you will love this. Aren't I a funny dad, you know?
Yeah, he is. He's doing what he can.
Mm.
And yeah, purple's his colour. He's wearing a purple t-shirt in that scene as well. So I'm like, he gets it. Okay, I loved Myron's little post office hat that he has to wear.
His like Russian mailman hat?
Yes.
You know, with like the ear flaps poking up. It's fluffy, it's warm. It says mailman on the front.
Yeah.
It's kind of iconic.
It's a great uniform to have. Like if I had to work somewhere and they were like, okay, this is what you have to wear. I'd be like, oh my gosh, thank you. My ears are thanking you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Why is it Rod and Todd? Also, Myron has a white turtleneck that he wears with his blue hat and blue jacket as well that I feel just elevates the whole look.
Yeah. A white turtleneck is a Christmas staple.
Absolutely. Yes.
And if Zara Man was a thing in 1996, I think he set the trend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I don't really have much else because we could talk about Turbo Man's outfit, which is a bit sort of like Iron Man knockoff.
Yeah, I think they said that they were pulling inspiration from The Flash and just like Power Rangers.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind a few of those little gadgets that he had in his suit, like that boomerang and the jetpacks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to turn them down.
I do think that most iconic outfit has to be Arnie's camel coat.
So chic.
It's giving Reese.
Who's Reese? Oh, the sharp Reese. I was like, Reese Witherspoon? Oh, yes. Reese, yeah. Lux, honey.
I know. Yeah. You know when it's like, what's one of your main goals in life? It would be to be able to buy anything and everything you wanted from Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, one day.
Well, Arnie was reportedly paid $20 million to be in this film.
What?
So he must have walked past that shop window, saw the coat and said, I'll be back. After going to the cash point.
Yes, of yeah. course.
And I also loved he had like a red check shirt and then a grey polo neck underneath that. And just the whole ensemble. Oh, gorgeous.
Stunning. Okay, so let's go on to best musical moment after the ad break.
We'll be back.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Next up is Best Musical Moment, and we need to give a shout out to David Newman, who wrote the score for the film. And something about Christmas soundtracks just gives a little something.
Yeah.
I also looked into what other movies he worked on, and he did the music for The Brave Little Toaster, which is a super, super niche animation. But my sister and I had the video, so we would watch it, and it was actually kind of low-key terrifying, but the music was great. So thank you, David Newman.
And who doesn't like toast?
Truly. I had some this morning. That's the most boring anecdote I think I've ever heard.
The question is, did you have salted butter?
I don't think it was salted.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's just not worth it.
Move on.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, obviously there's loads of Christmas songs in this, but they've got, like, a rocky feel to it. So it's like Darling Love, Sleigh Ride, but, like, rocky. I don't know how to explain it. Like, just, like, Sleigh Ride together with you. No, that's not rocky. Doo-doo-doo. But you know what I mean? Like, the... Like, it's very up-tempo.
Yeah.
Adds to, like, the chaotic feeling of the whole thing.
There is, like, a kind of rock orchestra Christmas song that's, like... Is it, like, the...
Yes.
Sweet silver moon. Yeah, that's quite rocky as well.
Right. And at the beginning of this recording, we didn't really know why the film was called Jingle All the Way, and I think I might have uncovered it.
Tell me.
Because they play the song Jingle All the Way whilst it's the montage of Arnie going to, or Howard, going to find Turbo Man.
Oh, I see.
You know, the little chop and changes, yeah, like the crazy montage, just so we see how many shops he's going
all
to.
Oh, the signs you kind of see, like, float across the screen. Oh, so they're playing Jingle All the Way then.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm.
But, like, hardly the most iconic scene in the movie, so interesting that they chose that name, but meh, we'll take it. Oh, also, speaking of rocky songs, Jingle Bell Rock. Oh, sorry. got so excited, I just burped.
Okay.
I'm uncomfortable. End of podcast.
And we're going to keep it in the podcast.
No!
Now, I think that best musical moment should be, and I don't know if you agree with me, is Bring Us Some Figgy Pudding by the Carolers. That's not a band. There's just some carolers in the film. And they're going to every house basically on the street going, bring us some figgy pudding now, bring us some figgy pudding. Da, da, la, 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 la. Anyway, it's the scene specifically, I love this, it's when Howard goes into Ted's house to steal Ted's son's Turbo Man, and then something sets alight in the house.
And the smoke alarm's going off, it's chaos.
And then it just cuts back to the carolers. Now bring us some figgy pudding. So I just like that whole
I love
chaos
that.
Slash what are these medieval people doing outside my house? Yeah,
truly.
Why do they have to dress up like that?
Yeah, I thought the plague would have got you. And also, what is figgy pudding? It's not Christmas pudding because you're just saying Christmas pudding. Although I had a fig chutney recently, would recommend.
I love fig on anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice with a bit of goat's cheese. Are you kidding me?
Ooh, yeah. Very sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you know what's really nice? Some puff pastry, some goat's cheese, and some figs on top, and some caramelized onions.
Oh, stunning.
So stunning.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they're just singing about figgy pudding because they couldn't fit all of those syllables in the song.
True.
Yeah, but really it would be, bring me some puff pastry with some goat's cheese and
some figs.
And some caramelized onions. I'm singing that once and I'm done.
We can't get enough of figs.
Welcome back to the Figgy Podcast. Emily, what's your favourite type of fig this week?
Well, Barney, it would have to be the Brunswick fig. Or the purple fig.
And who can forget Celeste Fig, medium-sized tree.
Delectable on all levels. Leave us a review if you want us to do a fig podcast. Okay, so now on to best quote and my favourite one.
What's these figs doing?
Yes. And figs are purple. He loves purple.
Okay, maybe we should start with an iconic Howard quote.
Put that cookie down now.
Yeah, that's when he's on the phone to Ted. And Ted's like, oh, these cookies are amazing. I must get the recipe from your wife. They also have a great back and forth where Ted says, Howard, by the way, they say it may get icy later. You may want to wrap some chains around those tires. And under his breath, Howard's like, I'll wrap chains around you. What? Kinky, I say.
Yeah. Okay, there's the moment as well when they go to the Santa warehouse and there's this little Santa at the door who opens up the window and goes, password. And then the mall Santa goes, jingle bells, Batman smells.
Such a good password.
We used to sing that all the time. Jingle bells, yeah. Batman smells, Robin flew away. Mr. Silly lost his wheelie on the motorway. Hey.
What do you think about it? What, he got castrated on the motorway? How did that happen?
Also, who's Mr. Silly? Is that a Mr. Man?
Oh, could be.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I feel like anyone who went to school in England will know that song.
Yeah.
We all used to sing the same hymns and jokes, even though there was no social media. How did it get around?
That is weird, actually, when you think about it. Chain letters? Was that, like, the source of truth? Hated chain letters.
Yeah.
Pass this on to 20 friends or you'll get bad luck. Honey, do you know the price of stamps nowadays?
Talk to Stampy. He knows.
Everything comes back around. Classic Stampy.
Classic.
Well, speaking of shopping center Santa, there's the man at the department store. There's the man at the department store who is kind of like setting up a bit of a lottery to buy one of the few Turbo Mans left in stock.
Yeah.
And he's speaking on the megaphone and he says, if you're not one of the lucky few, we have Turbo Man's pet tiger booster still in stock. And Myron and the rest of the crowd are like,
Everyone hates Booster. Even I hate Booster.
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy in the costume, especially at the end of the film where he like falls off the float and all the kids are just like jumping on him and like punching him.
They saw their opportunity and thought, punch.
And if anyone recognized the guy's voice, he is a voice actor in American Dad.
Okay.
He plays one of the boys called Snot. Ugh. Oh. But I recognize his voice because he like,
he talks like this.
No, that's a bit Marge Simpson, but you get it.
Yeah, we get the drill.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, Myron has a quote, which I think is really funny. It's when he's getting really sort of aggravated outside the shop.
Yes.
About like how he's this mailman and can't afford things and like how kids just, you know, ask for these ridiculous presents that no parent can afford. And he's like, "Dear Santa, can you send me a bike and a slinky? No, your father's been laid off."
He is just on a rampage. Mm. He really is. I think he goes on to say, "I studied psychology. I know what's going on. They make a kid feel like garbage because you, the father who's working, delivering mail to make an alimony payment to a woman that slept with everybody at the post office but me. When you get the toy, it breaks because it's cheap plastic. I'd like to walk in that office, grab him, and just choke him until his eye pops out." And then he realizes he's choking a woman in the crowd. And the crowd are just watching that happen. And they're like, "What the hell?" And he's like, and lets her go. "You shouldn't wear fur."
There is a quote between Howard and Jamie on the phone. And Howard's like, "Jamie, let me talk to your mother." "You can't."
"Why?"
"She's next door petting Ted." And he means Ted the reindeer.
Yeah.
But he thinks it's actual Ted.
"She's what?"
I mean, that was deceiving.
Yeah, it was.
I also like, with Ted, one of my favorite quotes is when he turns up at the parade at the end after Howard saved the day in the Turbo Man outfit. "Johnny, what's going on here?"
"Jamie's dad is Turbo Man."
"Let's get out of here."
"Dad, you smell like barf."
Because Liz has spilled eggnog all over him. I mean, quite right too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was gross then.
Remember in one of our other Hey Now Christmas episodes, we uncovered what eggnog was.
Yes.
Because it's something we think every year. What is it?
What is it? Why are people drinking it?
I feel like I've forgotten.
Well, I can tell you, it's like cream and sugar and egg yolk and egg white and some like alcohol.
Right.
And something else as well. But like, take the egg whites out. Just leave us the cream and sugar.
Yeah, just give me the nog.
Yeah, I want 25 noggy days ahead of me.
Okay, so I think we're in agreement here that best quote has to be from Jamie, where Howard's basically said, "How can I make this up to you? I want the Turbo Man action figure with the arms and legs that move and the boomerang shooter and his rock and roll jetpack and the realistic voice activator that says 5 different phrases, including 'It's turbo time!' Accessories sold separately. Batteries not included."
Yes!
Which is very cute.
Oh, God. They're never included. That's how they get you.
Yeah, they should.
Batteries are expensive as well.
Meanwhile, Duracell company is like,
Yeah.
Okay, and after this chat, I feel like everyone's like, "Take the batteries out of your recorder. Stop talking about batteries."
Yeah, go back to talking about figs. Okay, here's the first thing I would love to discuss. Howard's Christmas party? It was just so weird. So we see the party happen when Howard's busy at his desk selling mattresses to everyone, calling everyone his number one customer. And the camera kind of pans around in the office to see what's happening at the Christmas party, what he's missing out on. First red flag, Christmas party in the office. Where's the budget?
Yeah, hate that. And also, on that smorgasbord of food that they had, no sausage rolls.
Not a roll in sight.
And we all know that sausage rolls equals a riot.
A riot time, yes.
So, yeah, it was lacking.
And I did see in the buffet full loaves of bread. What's anyone doing with a loaf of bread? Like, not even cut.
Yeah.
And then around the buffet was just a conga line. And then the last thing, having the Christmas party on December 23rd. Go home!
I wanted to discuss us going to Hamleys when we were younger. Like going to a toy shop when we're kids is so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
And we went for your birthday. So this wasn't Christmas time, but Hamleys is like round the corner from my work. So you see all the like workers who are dressed up in like their elf outfits, like dancing outside the shop, like shivering away.
They deserve to be paid so much money.
They're probably on like £6 an hour or something.
To be around kids all day, like screaming excited kids.
Yeah. But when we went, it was fun.
It was fun.
Do you remember what you bought?
I want to say this might be a false memory. Did we buy the like fake kind of plastic bubble kit?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah. It's like, well, not putty, but it's like...
It's kind of a bit like slime, but then you, what, do you put a straw into it?
Yeah, it's like a little plastic straw. So you wrap a bit of this like gum stuff around the end and you blow it and then it just makes a bubble. But then what happens after? You just have this...
The bubble doesn't pop, but I think it can like deflate and then you smush it back in and make another one. Yeah, that is weird.
Do you make figurines? I don't know, but it was popular.
It was that. It was the make your own snow kits.
Yes.
Like it's like white powder and you add water and it goes... And like fills the cup and the cup's like overflowing in the like infomercial. But in reality, it's like... tiny amount.
That's just like the like candy floss makers that we were really sold when we were kids.
Yes.
And it's like, woo, you're gonna get all this candy floss, and it makes like
a whisper.
What is this?
Really? Yeah. And also the little fuzzy things, like the fuzzy little like eels or like ferrets that you like slide through your fingers, and they've got like little like googly eyes, and there's like an invisible wire that you pull them through. Yes.
Oh my god, I went to Brownies when I was a kid, and which is like American version of Scouts. They don't call it Brownies in America, do they?
Girl Scouts.
Yeah. But this is when you're like 5 to 8 or
yeah,
something.
It's younger.
And it was like a bring your pet to
oh my god,
to Brownies Day. I didn't have a pet at all, but I had one of those furry little fun things with the paper eyes that would sometimes fall off. So do you know what badge I got for bringing that in?
Like the liar badge?
The zookeeper badge.
Shut up.
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's so funny. You deserve that badge. You should go back, get it. Okay, so there was one last thing I wanted to discuss, and it's just like the weird amount of time that passes in this movie, yet also like no time passes at all. I really want to know how long Howard is out for, and I like did actually a bit of research on this. So we know that he leaves the house at around 9 a.m because the toy store that he goes in at the very start of the day opens at 9. So he goes out maybe at like 8:30. Can't be much earlier because it's winter and, you know, the sun rises late. And actually, where this film takes place, I looked up what the average sunset time was, and it's 4:30.
Right.
So it means that he had a absolute maximum of 7 hours to do everything he does in this film. In that time, he goes to the toy store, travels around every other toy store in the city. He goes to the mall. He travels to the counterfeit warehouse. He goes to the diner. Then he visits the radio station. Then he goes home to steal Turbo Man from Ted's house. Then he fights a reindeer. And finally, he goes to the parade and dresses up as Turbo Man and saves the day. All of that in 7 hours, that's not happening. Just like, imagine going to the mall and parking. That takes like an hour in itself.
Oh, yeah.
So like, something weird is happening in this town where time like stands still. So bizarre. Christmas never comes, maybe.
Maybe.
That's the twist.
Okay, so now we're going to do trivia and I want to beat you. in the beginning scene, obviously the whole Turbo Man story is like there's a bomb that's about to go off. Do you remember how many seconds it was until ignition? Like it comes up on the screen.
Oh, I don't. Is it, I'm going to say 10 seconds.
5.
Okay.
Sorry.
Can you tell me what Howard accidentally breaks off the policeman's motorbike?
The mirror.
Yes.
he gets mad.
I mean, you would, right? Yeah.
What flowers are on the table at the Christmas party?
Is it a Christmassy flower?
Yeah.
Is it a, oh gosh, what's it called? They are called poinsettias?
Yes.
Yay!
Very good.
I don't like them.
No.
It's like basic, like,
I don't know. Yeah, it just doesn't, it's a really,
It's like leafy.
Yeah, it's leafy is exactly the word.
Yeah.
Leafy is exactly the word I was going to use.
Can you tell me the trivia question that Howard knows the answer to from the radio station?
Is it, what are the name of Santa's reindeer?
Yes. Side note, did you recognize the DJ?
Yes, it was the principal from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes, with a ponytail.
Oh,
ew.
Nobody likes that.
No, hope it got blasted off in the explosion.
Oh, yeah. When the shopping center Santa gives Howard the toy in the box, like this last one, how much does he charge him for that?
$300.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, pricey. And in 1996 standards, yeah, that's gonna be like £600.
Yeah, and I love that bit. Dollars? No, chocolate kisses. Yes, dollars.
Give me 300 chocolate kisses.
Delicious. Please.
Can you name three other characters that we see during the Christmas parade? Like the people in the mascot costumes.
Mind blank. Boosters put a amnesia ray to my head.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, God. Okay. Well, I'll tell you. We saw Barbie, Snoopy, Crayola crayons.
Okay.
Bert and Ernie, Paddington, which was interesting. I didn't think Paddington was like right, big in the US. The Ninja Turtles, Hello Kitty, Sonic the Hedgehog, Transformers, Madeline, and the Cat in the Hat.
Okay, can you tell me the name of the radio station?
Oh God, KBBL.
No, but it's called 92KURS.
Oh. Can you remember what Howard tries to trade with the little girl in order to get that yellow numbered ball from the shopping centre?
A pink ball from the ball pit. Or...
I'll give you that. I thought it was red, but...
Oh.
You know what? It's Christmas.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Meh.
Red is more festive, but... Okay, what does Ted put on Howard's Christmas tree that gets Howard infuriated?
It's the Christmas star, right?
Yes, that's his job.
Yeah. Although it's Christmas Eve and the star's not on the tree. What's going on? Okay, my last question to you. Do you remember the official name of the Christmas Eve parade?
Was it the Macy's Christmas Parade?
No.
Oh. You would think.
You would think.
I just think of their Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah, yeah,
so
exactly.
I think everything in America, this is very stereotypical, but I think everything in America is sponsored by Macy's.
Macy's, yeah. Is Macy's even still going?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I think so.
Okay.
Is that the brown bag?
No, that's Bloomingdale.
Oh.
Anyway. She doesn't even go here. No, it's the Holiday Wintertainment Parade.
Oh.
Yeah, not as
I will
catchy.
Not see that.
Let's not go and say we did. I've really enjoyed diving into Jingle All the Way. Thank you so much for the people who recommended that we review this film. And as a special Christmas treat, we'll be handpicking some of our favorite Christmas classic episodes and dropping them in the run-up to the big day.
Because who's got time for scrolling?
Yeah, finger cramps, hello.
That is our gift to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year. Is that for pudding?
Save me a slice. Do you slice pudding?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.